party, and it's coming up. Make plans to get there early for all the wacky shenanigans. Let's pick up the phone. Hello.
What's going on?
Nothing much. What can I do for you?
Not much. I just want to talk to you.
About what?
No, I just always been wondering about your boot, man. You're always talking about your boot.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's so bad about this thing?
What's so bad about it?
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking 57 feet of sleek fiberglass, buddy.
Yeah.
You're talking twin diesel sucking fuel. You're talking fully plush stateroom. We're talking VCR. We're talking Whirlpool jacuzzi in the head. We're talking thick 4-inch carpet.
4-inch carpet,
we're
huh?
Talking imported teakwood and mahogany. We're talking marble bidet. We are talking circular vibrating bed.
What size engines you got on the tank?
671 TIs, buddy. And they are just incredible. I mean, when they fire up, it makes the whole Persian Gulf stand up and cheer. They suck 54 gallons an hour. But the best thing about the good ship Greece is when I turn those twin keys, I hear that sound, buddy. Blah, do, blah, de, blah, da, blow, da, blah, da, blah, da, blow, da, blah, da, blah, da, blow, da, blah, 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 da, as the radar arch spins, burning irreplaceable fossil fuels, moving that much hardware at high speed through the water, a wonder of modern technology. That's where I go when I'm feeling depressed, where I go when I'm feeling happy, where I go anytime I want to feel the thrill. And those engines are so powerful, they almost turn into something erotic about them. I don't know what it is. Sometimes, while the engine is still cold enough to permit this, I'll go down into the engine room and get some duct tape and tape the hydraulics to the manifold. And then I'll turn it on, and boy, that bloody, bloody, blood. Oh, man. Shangri-La in about 17 seconds. Oh, oh, never. Oh, never. Of course, the mechanic is a little upset about it. I can always tell when he goes in to work on the engine, he goes, I said, just run the engine for about 5 minutes. Evaporation will take care of you. Yeah. My pigeons finally came in. Oh, yeah. I like shooting pigeons off the fantail. Yeah. They used to do that in the old days. The Great Gatsby did that, and I brought back the practice. You stand there with your Remington Wingmaster pump. Captain Martinez works the trap. Oh! All of a sudden, that bird is out there thinking he's made it. Wow! Yeah, sploosh! There's nothing like it. Yeah, oh sure, you can shoot trap and you can shoot skeet. But it's so predictable. I mean, that little clay bird flies so predictably. You get a real bird out there, it'll dip and roll. Yeah, I like to see how far out I can get him. I'll say, pull! That thing will take off just when he thinks he's made his bid for freedom. I mean, you get much more fun than clay birds. You see feathers flying there. And especially the way they tuck in their wings when you score a hit. Like, they'll be going front of me. Blah, 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 blah. Blam! And then they just tuck in their wings like a rocket and swoosh. I mean, I was doing that one day and some maggot in the sailboat came running over. He said, my God, man, what are you doing? I said, yeah, shush, please. Okay, Martinez, we love... Paul! He said, stop that! I can't believe in this day and age there's some madman out here in some gas guzzling boats shooting pigeons! Live pigeons! I said, hey, buddy, they were raised for that. That's what they do with these pigeons. They raise them for it. And he said, oh, that's nice. That makes it all worthwhile. Suppose we raise people for it. Suppose we raise people so you can throw them off your boat and shoot them. It's the same difference. I can't believe you. You're sucking this gas. You have this tremendous boat. You can, now you're shooting live animals for recreation. I said, let me have one of them birds, Martinez. And he handed me one of them birds, and I just bit the head off it and threw it in the guy's face. And then I took about 10 more, and I ground them into the teakwood. Yeah, I took about 10 more, and I took the rifle button and I ground. He said, what are you doing now? I said, I'm squabbing the deck.
Sweat is a word.
Talk to you, too.
Yep, see you later. Bye-bye.